Proclamation number 6634 of 2nd of September, 1956. Creationless spaces. It is the love for the unredeemed which underlies the whole of creation, which brought it into being and ensures its existence. And this love has no end, which is why there will also be no end or cessation of earthly creations until all bound and therefore wretched spiritual beings have been redeemed. Visible creations only prove my working to you, for you humans are unable to see the spiritual creations, but these spiritual creations likewise serve the spiritual for perfection, which, however, is still incomprehensible to you as long as you are imperfect inhabitants of earth. Yet my love also let these spiritual creations come into being because, apart from their purpose of leading to higher perfection, they also contribute to the happiness of the beings which are already allowed to receive light and strength from me and are now allowed to use them creatively in accordance with my will. My rule and activity is the constant emanation of love and its purposeful determination. Where love and wisdom can work unhindered, even the most wonderful creations have to arise and serve to make the spiritual being happy again, which was once created with the ability to feel and judge, so that works of love produced by me have to cause it indescribable bliss. However, I cannot bestow these blisses on beings which have given up their perfection or have not yet attained it, but which I nevertheless love infinitely. And thus I first try to shape them such that they can join the host of blissful spirits, and therefore constantly create new creations which correspond to their degree of maturity but whose task it is to increase that maturity. And thus earthly creation is secured for endless times to come, because there is still infinitely much spiritual which needs such creations to mature, to return to the perfection it once voluntarily surrendered. And once the earthly creations have passed through, even if only with little success, then the still imperfect will be supplied to spiritual creations. And even now my infinite love ensures that further development is possible, even if in a completely different way than could happen on this earth. I do not leave any being to its fate, for I have created innumerable opportunities to mature in my longing for love for the spiritual beings which once fell away from me. And even the greatest resistances only increased impetus for creative activity for me, because thereby I can express my love which is always and forever meant for my living creations. But love never forces, and therefore it also leaves unlimited freedom to the beingness, but it is so strong that it constantly draws the beingness. And as long as earthly works of creation exist, I demonstrate my love, because these serve the once fallen being to return to me. Yet even this greater than great love of mine can meet with resistance, and creations can be wandered through without the slightest success. Then it can be possible that this spiritual being, which is still completely opposed, cannot see any work of creation, neither earthly nor spiritual. That it is in complete emptiness, in endlessly vast spaces, where it is completely dependent on itself, where nothing proves, lifer, love to it, and yet it is conscious of itself to endless agony. This state of being without creation is the most dreadful fate that can be bestowed upon a soul which left all creation unused for spiritual further education, which also drew no benefit from its earthly existence, which thought it had emerged from nothingness and also believed it would sink back into nothingness after the death of its body. And yet, Even this state is a loving act of mercy for the soul, for it does not last forever either. But it prepares the soul such that it looks at the first creations again full of astonishment and gratitude, which my love now lets arise before its eyes. And now the further development can begin in the spiritual kingdom which it neglected on earth. And my creations, whether of a spiritual or earthly nature, will nevertheless achieve perfection after an infinite time, because my love will never cease to help the unredeemed until I will once be able to make it happy with my love until it accepts it without any resistance and thus has accomplished the return to me of its own free will. Amen.